This goes to Dr. Kozlovski, K-O-Z-L-O-V-S-K-I. Fax 989-463-1534 regarding Joyce Carpenter. Date of birth 3/19/1936. Dear Dr. Kozlovski, this is a follow-up visit for Mrs. Carpenter with stage 4 chronic kidney disease, type 2 diabetes, and coronary artery disease. Her last visit was June 11th of this year. She had had several visits to the hospital before that last visit for a volume overload with CHF and sepsis with secondary to UTI and pneumonia. During the first hospitalization, they had held the Lasix, but then she developed fluid overload because she does occasionally need, she actually uses a daily 40 milligram of torsamide for fluid control. She does follow her low-salt diet and limits fluid intake to 56 to 64 ounces in 24 hours. And also her anaprolil was discontinued during hospitalization. No nausea, vomiting, or dysphagia. No diarrhea, blood, or melena. She does have a 4-pound increase of weight over the last 6 months. Without evidence of edema or excessive shortness of breath. No orthopnea or PND, no chest pain or palpitations. Urine is clear without cloudiness, foaminess, or blood. And no minimal current edema of the lower extremities. Medications. Medication list is reviewed. Anaprolil was discontinued. And since her last visit, she was started on buspirone, 5 milligram twice a day. I also want to highlight the amiodarone 200 milligram daily. And her medical cardiologist is Dr. Berlin. And she's also on torsamide 40 milligrams daily. Physical exam, weight 154 pounds, pulse is 82, and blood pressure is 130 over 72. Neck is supple with mild jugular venous distension. She has a systolic murmur that does radiate to the carotid area. Heart is regular with the murmur. Lungs are clear, no rales, wheezes, or effusion. Abdomen is soft, non-tender, no ascites, and she has a trace of ankle edema bilaterally. Labs, most recent lab studies were done 12/17/2024, and her creatinine was improved at 1.94, previous levels 2.03 and 2.34. Sodium 140, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 32, calcium 9.6, albumin 4.1. Hemoglobin is 11.6 with normal white count and normal platelets. Assessment and plan, 1, stage 4, chronic kidney disease with improving creatinine levels. We've asked the patient to continue labs every 1 to 3 months. She can do several at monthly intervals, and if the levels continue to improve or stay stable, she could decrease the frequency to every 3 months. 2, type 2 diabetes, with levels of sugar are well controlled currently on diet. 3, coronary artery disease, currently stable. And the patient will have a follow-up visit with this practice in 5 to 6 months. Mary Stunner, CMP/Jose Fuente, MD.